The next patient is Mercedes Cuadra. First, last name is C-U-A-D, like in Delta, R-A. First name, M-E-R, like in Roger, C-E-D-E-S. This is a clinical case of a 68-year-old. Hispanic female that is referred to the practice by Dr. Anne LaFontaine. First name is Anne, A-N-N-E. Last name, L-A-F-O-N-T-A-N-T. For due to the presence of a right renal mass and the presence of CKD stage 3B. The patient has a 30-year history of diabetes mellitus that has been controlled with the administration of pioglitazone along with 4 milligrams of glimepiride, period. The patient is overweight and has been overweight for some period of time, especially after she suffered after she had a surgery in the left foot that has been very difficult to recover from. She has been in very sedentary position, and she has been gaining weight up to 232 pounds, period. She was diagnosed with charcoal foot in the left side, period. The latest laboratory workup that was done on March the 3rd of 2023 shows that the patient has a serum creatinine of 1.6, a BUN of 68, a glucose fasting of 121, estimated GFR is 33, albumin is 4.9, and the rest of the test is negative. The urinalysis is positive for leukocyte is stearase. Otherwise, there is no activity in the urinary sediment. There is no evidence of proteinuria. Period. The patient has coronary artery disease, status for coronary artery bypass graft in 2018. All of these factors play a role in the deterioration of the kidney function leading to nephrosclerosis, period. She was also told that she has a mass in the right kidney. However, I don't have the imaging available. And in order to clarify the situation, we are going to order a non-contrast MRI, period. Number two. Diabetes mellitus that has been under control. The latest hemoglobin A1C that was on March the 3rd, 2023, is 6.6. Following number, coronary artery disease, status was coronary artery bypass graft. Following number, this patient has a history of a petit mal seizures. For that, she takes Keppra. They relate these seizures to an infectious process, quote unquote, cholera that she had in the past. Following number, hyperlipidemia. Following number, the patient has a chronic anemia. The latest hemoglobin was 10.6. She says that she has been investigated, but they couldn't find a reason. However, she has been referred to the gastroenterologist for endoscopies, and the appointments have not been done. Following number, the patient has a peripheral neuropathy associated to the diabetes mellitus. Following number, vitamin D deficiency with supplementation. Following number, morbid obesity. The patient has a BMI of 39.9. With these patients, I spend a significant amount of time talking about a low sodium diet, a fluid restriction of 45 ounces in 24 hours, a plant-based diet. I emphasize the plant-based diet. I reevaluate the case after she had the MRI in order to clarify the situation with the renal mass. I invested 20 minutes reviewing the referral, in the face-to-face 30 minutes, and in the documentation 10 minutes. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. We'll keep you posted of the progress.